He's the star of Discovery Channel's Property Wars. He's been personally involved in over 15,000 real estate transactions. Now he's here to help you win the property war. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or flipping, he's got the answer. It's the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
That's right. It is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by My Home Group, also by Highlands Mortgage. You need somebody skilled in your corner. That skilled somebody would be Kevin, and you can hit him up at 480-560-5555. You guys okay?
You all right?
Yeah. He's digging on your shirt. Dylan Martin, he's gone. We'll check in with why he's gone coming up in a few minutes. Also, clear title, say what up to Shannon Deutsch at 480-278-8470. And, of course, DougHopkins.com. You guys.
I don't know. He's giving me these dirty looks.
Getting those eyeballs, huh?
You know what it is? He's very anxious because he's going on his trip later today.
Oh, that's right, dude. How many hours on a plane?
18.
Oh, wow. God, dude. Yeah. That is brutal.
Now, you got to remember, back in the day, the flight to Vegas is 45 minutes, and Doug would be going crazy the whole flight.
I'm going crazy right now, boys. I leave right after the show, actually, heading to the airport. And, yeah. I don't
Dude,
know.
18 hours.
I get there tomorrow. I get there Sunday. Yep.
There are a lot of cool places around the planet, and it really weirds me out because I don't know if I could do that. Like 6 hours from Hawaii. I remember one time we got back down on the ground, and I was like, what do you mean our gate's not ready? I was like really freaking out. I don't know that I could do more than 6 hours.
Listen, phone most of the time of the day anyway. Just pretend like you're in your house.
I'm going to try to sleep, but I already know that that's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
No, but I was looking at your shirt, Kevin, and he's wearing this like turquoise shirt. And I'm like, that probably looked pretty good in Greece. So, yeah, you should probably go get me a double XL right now.
I thought I already did.
No, not that one. You get me some polka dotted one that I'll never wear in my life.
Well, give me the polka dot.
Fat guys don't wear polka dots. I mean, it just
that's, is that just a rule?
Yeah, you don't wear, stripes that go horizontally.
Yes.
And you don't wear polka dots.
Well, I will. I think I could try to run. I'll try to round you up.
He's running a clothing operation. This is the same man that wound up giving me a turtleneck shirt for Christmas. So it's another thing fat guys don't
do. You know, turtleneck
shirts, bro.
To be fair, it was a joke. But
it was not a joke.
To see your reaction.
No, it turned into a joke. Then the second one he bought me was a joke. But he's like, he was so proud on Christmas. We always trade shirts.
Yeah.
And I get him his nice shirt and whatnot that I got at Nordstrom's. And he gives me this Walmart turtleneck shirt. And I'm like, are you kidding me, bro?
The George Foreman brand or something.
I'm like, you know, I'm pretty good at like accepting gifts that I don't like and being like, oh man, thanks. And I'm like, are you kidding? You put zero attempt into even doing anything.
Well,
any sort of idea.
This is what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, so I'm no thought to whatsoever.
It was a joke.
It was not a joke.
Because your face, and when you put it on, you look like a little turtle. You know,
I never put it on. Actually, I probably did. This is why I don't wear turtlenecks. And I showed it to him, and he started laughing. He's like, okay, I get it. I'll get you something else.
Fashion tips with Doug Hopkins.
I'm not even going to return it. I give it to him. Because then all of a sudden, I give you a present. It's like, hey, well, you just return it. No, then his gift became my problem.
Right. You have to go somewhere, stand in a line, do all that stuff.
That was to get you back for giving the rat to my dad.
That was like 10 years later.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Trying to get these timelines straight. Yeah, but, you know, that's been a tradition now for 30 years?
About 30 years, yeah.
That we've been given a shirt. And, you know, sometimes it's, we try to be funny with it, but no, usually they're good shirts.
Yeah, usually. Except for the time.
Except for the turtleneck.
Yeah, what happened was, and this is the real story, Kevin was too busy to, you know, quote unquote, too busy to go get. So he charged his wife, Margaret, to go get it for me. And she was the one who actually bought me that shirt. You don't remember. I remember the whole thing because I was really mad. And I'm like, you put in zero thought into this. And then he's like, well, just take it back. And here's where I got it. Here's the receipt. Well, now that's a whole problem for me, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like your gift became my problem. Yep. And I don't want to have a problem.
You're standing in line at Walmart. And all you wanted to do was get a shirt.
So ungrateful.
Ungrateful. No, what's ungrateful is you not even putting a thought into it. I'm sitting there for an hour and a half trying to pick out the perfect shirt for Kevin. And I did, and he loved it. He loves it every single year. He loves the shirts I get him.
But you know what's funny? The only one we talk about is turtleneck.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
Hey, you or something else.
We got to thank Chris Loeffler from last week for joining the show over there at Caliber. Just want to say thanks. It was really great to talk to that guy. He is full of all kinds of intense knowledge. mean, that guy's a book right
he
there.
He has got a lot of compliments on Chris from people, the listeners.
He's like I said, he's a smart dude. You know, just he wound up going public. I mean, how many people do you know that's taken a company public?
No,
like
from it's nothing, extremely
from
difficult.
Literally from yes. nothing to being on the NASDAQ, yeah. You know, and owning, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. It's pretty impressive. So
it is.
And maybe we can have him back for the next couple of weeks because I'll be gone.
You'll be gone.
That's right.
I'm
You'll
gone
be gone.
For the next two shows.
Hey, so you're going to miss the game tonight. I'm all excited. Got my jersey on. I'm ready to go.
I might be able to watch it on the plane. We'll see. I don't
Ooh,
know.
Yeah, with the Wi-Fi and stuff like that. YouTube TV.
Oh, I do have YouTube TV.
Yeah, put that thing on your phone. You can go everywhere with it.
Ah, I got both. I got YouTube TV and DirecTV.
Wow, you should have access to everything, my friend.
Well, I had to buy YouTube TV because of the NFL package.
Yeah.
So
NFL, yeah. Sunday
yeah, the
ticket.
NFL package is only on, Sunday tickets only on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, it's not on DirecTV anymore from what I understand.
I think it's
yep,
both.
YouTube TV nope, picked it up it. And had exclusives. Yep. They sell that every year to one of the different people. And since YouTube TV's like taken off, they're the ones that forked out the cash.
So DirecTV is starting to lose a lot of different things. What's going to happen?
I would be imagine that I will be canceling my DirecTV subscription, but not before this trip.
Just to make sure.
Isn't Cox own DirecTV now? Is that how it works?
I don't think so. No, Cox is
no,
Cox.
No, I think DirecTV that, no, DirecTV is AT&T.
AT&T. Yeah. AT&T, that's right.
Yeah, different sorry, people.
Yeah, different people.
So, wow, football's back. You guys get a chance to watch the game last week, like that last second win that we ended up having in preseason?
Yes. Yeah. That was
totally
exciting.
Awesome. Also, we have the game tonight. We're hosting, I think it's Kansas City. Starts at 5. We'll be thinking about you on the airplane, freaking out while we're watching
yeah,
that.
Hopefully I don't scream if something good happens or whatever. Dude, and people are like, what?
Don't be getting up like right. that lady and saying, you know, you're an alien or something. Remember that?
Oh, right? Yeah. That guy's not real.
We're going to see a video with Doug.
Talking about viral. Doug.
You know, she's, and then she did a whole video of, well, for people that didn't see it, there was a lady that was on a plane, and she started screaming that the guy that she was sitting next to was not real. And with a bunch of expletives, got off the plane and said, I don't care what anybody says, that guy's not real. And so she got off the plane, and it went viral. Someone filmed it and went viral. And then she did a follow-up on Twitter or one of the social media thing, and she looks like a normal person.
Yeah, apparently she does very well, right? Yeah. Some people thought she was drinking. She wasn't drunk. So, yeah, what
did
she say?
Just having a moment or what?
I don't know. She said it's, you know, I think it had to do something with mental health or something like that. I don't know. But,
man.
But, yeah, that was interesting because everyone's like, well, let's see the guy. Like,
yeah, no one can tell. Right? And then everybody's making memes and funny, you know, making fun of it. But, yeah, I can see you because, you know, That's a long flight, but you're going to be comfortable.
You got to get in big giant seat, all that stuff.
Yeah, I got the big guy seats, but you know, it's a long flight, and you know, I'll probably have a few cocktails,
quite a few,
and see if I can fall asleep. And I just hope I'm not snoring too loud.
Oh, I know, snoring.
Yeah, so hopefully Joy was being next.
Dude, I hope that Joy, if you're listening right now, can you do me a favor and record some of that stuff for the show?
Yes.
That would be so great to hear it.
By the way, Joy's been packed for 5 days.
No she's way. She's like that efficient?
She started packing over a week ago.
Have you even started or just you were last
no,
minute this morning?
I'm going to go home, throw a bunch of stuff in it.
This
get
is like a two-week trip.
Yeah, it was 16 days. Yeah,
16 days.
Yes, but you know, I'm sure we're going to have to do laundry. Like, I'm not bringing 16 shorts and 16
outfits
shirts.
No,
not doing any of that. So it's I'll bring about half, and then we'll find some place to do laundry.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Enjoy, if you could, I want a video of that, too, when you guys are doing laundry. Yeah. That would be great, too.
Well, it'll probably, by laundry, I mean put it in a sack and have it.
Giving it to somebody. That's what I thought. I don't see you measuring out some Tide in front of them.
No.
I don't see
we'll
either.
Have one of the hotels take it for us. And
yes.
Bring it back. Yeah, that's.
And did you guys see that the NBA came out with their schedule? Looks like the Phoenix Suns are going to play the first day against Golden State. TNT doubleheader. Excited about that.
In Golden State, the thing that upset me is I love going to Dallas and talking with Mark Cuban. Mm-hmm. He sits right in front of me, and we have a little history together. And but it's on Christmas, and it's a home game on Christmas, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to that. I got too many people come over, so I literally emailed Mark, and I'm like, hey, Mark, I can't make Christmas this year. If you want my seats, let me know. And he said, thanks, Doug, but I'm good. And I'm like, yeah, all right.
There you figure go. He can figure it out.
Yeah, well, I figured he'd want the house, the seats right next to me. So, but he said he's good. So he's.
I might take you up on that. I got relatives coming in.
Ooh, I put them up for sale, bro. Did you? I put a bunch up for sale.
That's
Christmas. I try to get back some of my investment.
Well, I figured with the turtleneck, you just throw me some free ones.
Yeah. That kind of hookup. Trade you a shirt for turtle for some tickets.
I love my tickets. I've had the same tickets for 13 years. And it's literally the third row. You got the first row is the players on the visitor side. The second row is the coaches and some of the backup players and apparently Mark Cuban if you're the owner. Yeah. And then I'm right behind in the third row. And my seats are great. I mean, if you're looking
they're
amazing.
I've been there. They're amazing. And you can hear the coaches talking to the players. Yeah. You even had conversations with the players sometimes. Yeah.
But they have a couple of different like restaurants you can go to have access to clubs. And so mine has access to the Gila River Club, which is a really nice club, but it's not the like A club.
I know. I got to go into the A club.
So the A club is called the Nexus Club.
Yes. The Nexus Club.
And they offered me tickets to go to the Nexus Club. And
you got to get those.
I'll tell you about it.
We got to find out what that's going to be.
How much it'll,
how much
want that for that.
It's all coming up with the Doug Hopkins Real Estate Radio Show.
Buy it, sell it, invest it, or flip it. He's the number one realtor in America, and he's right here to answer your real estate questions. This is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
I'm Doug Hopkins with My Home Group and DougHopkins.com. If you're looking to sell your house and want the convenience of a guaranteed cash offer, I'd be honored if you gave us a try. I've been working in Valley Real Estate for 25 years and have purchased over 18,000 homes during that time. DougHopkins.com offers you peace of mind while selling your house. Since I'm paying you cash, there are no banks involved, no closing costs, no expensive real estate commissions, and you can sell your house in as-is condition with no repairs. I take care of everything. DougHopkins.com will give you an honest cash offer for your house. We'll put it in writing and we'll guarantee it. We're not going to bait and switch you by offering a high amount contingent upon inspections. Then down the road, come back and try to renegotiate to a lower price. The price I offer the first time is the price I'll pay, and I'll guarantee it with a $5,000 non-refundable security deposit. It's as simple as that. Just go to DougHopkins.com for your free no-obligation cash offer 24 hours a day or call 1-800-SELL-NOW. That's 1-800-SELL-NOW.
My Home Group is proud to announce a new partnership with the Doug Hopkins team and DougHopkins.com. Locally owned since 2005, Chaparral High School graduates Mark Hutchins and Jeremy Clevin have grown My Home Group to almost 20% of the local market share. With the power of DougHopkins.com, the countless years of experience and knowledge, along with the integrity of Doug Hopkins' team, and over 30 offices here in Arizona, My Home Group has become the place for real estate agents to get business done. My Home Group's created a low-cost, maximum-value model and fee structure, giving Arizona real estate agents the best chance to run and grow your business. My Home Group has more top 100 agent teams than any other broker in the state. With real support, training, and collaboration, 70% of My Home Group agents close at least one deal a month. My Home Group did over $8 billion in production and over 21,000 transactions in 2021. Call us now at 480-685-2760. That's 480-685-2760, or go to myhomegroup.com. He's here to help you win the property war. It's the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
The Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Show brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by My Home Group. Also, you got Highlands Mortgage. That's Kevin over there. Get him at 480-560-5555. Dylan Martin, he is AWOL at the moment. You can get him, though, at 480- 498-8000. And of course, DougHopkins.com. That's a fast, easy way to sell your house. Go online, put in your address. You're going to get a cash offer just like that. Or you can always call them at 1-800-SELL-NOW.
Yeah, Dylan will be back in a few hours.
What'd he do?
He went up camping.
I thought maybe he did something. Dylan?
Every year he goes with a bunch of his friends from high school. They go out and camp somewhere and take 3 days. So he's been gone since Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he'll be back tonight. So, yeah, hopefully he had a good time. He doesn't bring his phone, which I can't.
Dude, how are you doing with that?
I can't fathom that.
Well, you got it. You got to disconnect sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't.
So let's get back to the Suns thing. The
Nexus Club.
The Nexus Club is, so I don't have access to that. I've been there a few times when I've had ABC seats from other people. But it's like off the chart.
Yeah. We were talking on the break. I got to go in there and like I said, old fashions with cotton candy. You can't beat that.
You're talking about, it's got a sushi bar in it and they do steaks and fillets.
That's all free, right? Once you're in there,
it's all free.
All the drinks are free, all the food. Yes.
So it drives me nuts that I can't get in there.
I know. It's literally right next to you.
Yeah, but they've never offered it with my seats, and I've tried to buy it. So they called me up and they said, Doug, we're going to let you buy in.
Oh, wow. Great.
And I said, perfect.
With your seats. So you didn't have to switch.
With my seats. Yeah. And they said, it's going to be $30,000 extra.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money.
I don't think you could eat that many steaks.
That's almost as much as my seats cost.
I know.
And then I'm like, oh, man, but does it come with two? Because I have two seats. So
it's $15,000 each, or is it 30 each?
No, it's 30 grand each. So
are
60
you kidding
grand.
Me?
How much steak can you eat for 30 grand?
So $60,000 extra, which is more
than your seats.
More than my seats. And I have to be there. I can't sell it. Like, it comes with a lanyard with my
face
on
it.
If I'm not there, neither a guest or anybody can use
then
that.
Then that's just absolutely ridiculous.
I said no. I'm going to pass on that. And I was so excited, thinking I could get in there finally.
Was happening.
And I'm like, well, for 30 grand, that's a lot of money. But be able to go in there with all my 60 grand, and then not being able to have anybody else use it if I'm not there. I'm like,
so
nah,
is
no,
that
no
what
way.
They're doing going next year? Is that you have to.
Only 10. Only 10 people. They're going to sell 10 to people that aren't in the AB seats.
Oh.
So I could tell you this. I love what Matt Ishbia has done with the team. They're spending a lot of money, and they're trying to recoup it. But I'm not going to – they're not going to recoup it from me.
You're not going to be the guy.
Jeez, gosh, remember,
not
Doug,
that much.
Back when we were buying houses, we were buying houses for 60 grand. And that's go eat times a month.
Yeah, I figured that for all the games I go to, I can go to the best meal in town,
right?
And not have to pay $60,000.
That is crazy.
Dude, you could put a private chef and hoist him up at your spot.
That's true too. I may do that. That's a great idea.
You know what? Yes. You got a private dude that goes down there about a couple hours before the game, sets everything up. Yeah. You mob your way in there, eat, and then head out.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a little bit of real estate.
Real estate. Here we go. Agent magazine article says Phoenix single family home sales are up in July.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, they're saying despite
Check this out.
Despite year-over-year declines in new listings and active inventory, closings are up in Maricopa County, according to Phoenix Realtors. It says that 179 single-family homes sold during the month. Closings were up 22.6% year-over-year.
All right, Kevin, you talk about that. I'm going to read something. You're going to make me read something from one of my mentors and guys that I respect in the business, Russell Shaw. And he wrote something on a page, and I'll try to find it.
That's crazy. So this is Realtor. They're saying as of what, July?
And that's what he says. It says that sold during the month, closings were up 22.6% year over year. At the same time, the median average of the sales price fell 14%. So it seems like that part of it's correct.
Okay. So I'm going to read this right now.
Okay.
This is really interesting. And Russell wrote it was a whole few paragraphs about the unprecedented supply dilemma. And what he wrote is, it can be difficult to write about a slow-moving train such as our greater Phoenix housing market. The market is remarkably quiet right now, making poor fodder for attention-grabbing headlines. Both buyers and sellers seem content to sit on the sidelines waiting. For what? For a reason to act. The most obvious motivator would be lower interest rates. demand is currently 22% below normal. In fact, it dropped below normal in June of 2022, where it has remained ever since. Not shockingly, that shift was a response to the jump in interest rates. But the real story is not the lack of demand, but rather the lack of supply. Supply currently is at 52% below normal and is 40% below last year. In fact, supply hasn't been at normal levels since 2011, although we briefly approached normal in 2014. It is not an overstatement to say the valley is chronically undersupplied despite a healthy new build market creating new supply. As the Cromford Report explains, so far in the third quarter of 2023, we have seen 7,447 new listings. The equivalent number last year was 12,439, and in 2021, it was 11,712. We are down 40% from last year and down 36% from 2021. This annual drop in new supply is unprecedented and is having a far bigger impact on the market than the affordability issues caused by the high interest rates. What is going on with supply? There is a simple answer. Roughly 4 in 5 homeowners with mortgages have an interest rate below 5%, and nearly 1/4 have a rate below 3%, according to Redfin. Low interest rates are handcuffing sellers to their current home, as very few want to or are able to double their interest rate to change homes. Neither buyers nor sellers seem anxious to act, creating a very low transaction market. But there is some movement in the stillness, prices. Let us explain. Lack of supply has kept our market gently favoring sellers. When demand, even tepid demand, is higher than supply, prices rise. Admittingly, this is a slow rise in prices and pricing compared to the last 3 years. But in the end of the year, we likely will see our annual percentage appreciation come in between 5% and 8% on average. The Cromford Report further confirms this. Some badly informed observers still think there is a bubble popping situation ahead, but they are completely misunderstand the situation. For prices to fall, we have to have an excess supply compared to demand. Even though demand is very weak, supply actually got 2.6% smaller over the last month. There is a very low delinquency in residential real estate lending right now, so it takes a ridiculous leap in great imagination to believe that foreclosures are going to have any significant effect of supply in the foreseeable future. We have a seller's market where overall pressure on prices is up, not down, despite the lack of enthusiasm on both sides of the negotiation. Once we get to the end of September and it starts to cool down, the luxury market will be fully contributing to the price numbers. When will the market heat up again? That depends on demand rising. Dropping interest rates alone are likely to spark demand. Typically, demand reacts far more quickly to change than supply, but supply is soon to follow. If nothing else, time will overcome static conditions. For a market that favors sellers, it is a good time to sell. Buyers as well should be buying in low-volume marketplace. When the volume shifts, they will find that competition makes for a much more stressful buying experience. So that was what he had to write, which is contradictory to your whatever you get your stats from, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, this is Agent Magazine, Phoenix Agent Magazine. Well,
Phoenix Agent Magazine needs to look at the Cromford Report a little bit more and know what's going on. I agree wholeheartedly with what Russell Shaw said. He's been around.
We talk about that every week, that's it's pushing prices or keeping them artificially high, right?
Yeah. I mean, there is just no supply out there. It's very, very little supply. And so for exactly those reasons, you have a 3% interest rate, your payment, it will double if you wanted to upgrade to a house that's $100,000 more than yours. It's more than double. Your payment will probably more than double. Unless you've some big event has happened in your life and you've, made a huge bonus or got a huge raise or, sold something or you're, inherited something, it's tough to have that kind of maneuvering.
Well, not only that, you look at all the growth that we have with all these commercial buildings going up, in and around Gilbert and over in Glendale.
Mesa.
And so they're going to need workers and those things haven't even been filled yet. And I just can't imagine that's just going to put more pressure, more supply. And no supply and you're going to have a lot of demand, right? I mean, that's it. It's just, there's not enough houses for people to buy.
No. And that's why I love what Chris was talking about last week on the show, those affordable housing where they can stack those.
Oh, man.
Those
they're all compartmentalized like Legos.
That's there has to be some sort of solution to the you know, the
housing the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really a problem now.
Affordability is going to be the number one issue facing people as far as housing affordability.
We'll get into that and a bunch more coming up with the Doug Hopkins Real Estate Show right here on KTAR.
Over 15,000 real estate transactions and growing. This is the Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program with Doug Hopkins from Discovery Channel's Property Wars. So take me home. This is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
The Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by the good folks at My Home Group, also by Highlands Mortgage. Call Kevin at 480-560-5555 for all your financing needs. Dylan Martin, the professional, you can call him at 480-498-8000 when he gets back from camping. And then also, of course, DougHopkins.com. Sell your property with no hassles and a cash offer now. Go to DougHopkins.com or give us a call at 1-800-SELL-NOW. So I was actually going through. You guys see that thing a couple of weeks back about the real estate agent that got busted for chugging milk?
Yeah, didn't we talk about that on the show?
I'm not sure. We'll go, you know, so there was a real estate agent up in a Canadian guy got caught on the surveillance camera opening a seller's fridge and chugging milk out of the fridge. Like,
yeah,
and
then, that's the disgusting part.
Who does
like,
that?
Yeah. It's not even like they poured a glass. Yeah, in a glass. No, like he like just chugged it from the thing.
Yeah. I don't even do that in my own house.
I know. The backwash. That's right? Disgusting. But I know you've seen a ton of stuff.
Have you guys ever seen anything that freaked you out or any kind of good stories?
I've heard some stories that's a lot worse than the milk thing.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. But from personal knowledge, and this one turned out to not even be a thing. One of my first listings ever, this is probably 1994, 95, somewhere in there. One of my first listings ever, it was actually, Kevin's parents, one of their good friends, and, she was getting divorced and moving up to Scottsdale and asked me to list her house. And I'm like, absolutely. And
at the time, listing's a huge thing when you're starting age.
I think
you
promised a babysit or something.
Oh, yeah. She made me that's how I got it. I had to promise to babysit her son.
Two kids.
I think the daughter was already
out. Yeah.
But I babysit her son when we went to Rocky Point, Mexico for a couple of nights. And I said,
you
no
guys
problem.
Go the extra mile for the deal.
Yeah.
100%. And so I did. I babysat Grant, and then we came back, and she gave me the listing. Well, I didn't know what I was doing, so I had another guy, Greg, who was also known. Well, Greg was a little bit on the wild side, shall we say.
He's crazy. And we love Greg, but he was crazy.
And he was known as being crazy. But
what do you mean by crazy? Like break this down a little bit for me. So you can't just say somebody was crazy and then leave it like that.
Well, he had a little bit of a drug problem that we found out later.
Okay.
And he's thankfully, and I don't see him much anymore. He moved out of state, but he's all clean and now and everything. But he wasn't the most trustworthy person, I guess, back then, and everyone knew it. But he knew his real estate, and I asked him to come over to me to check out the house and see if I priced it right. So as we're going in, I was like, make sure, because she had a cat. I said, make sure that the cat doesn't get inside. The cat has to be outside. And so we're going through, and he's a kind of, he's all gruff. He's like, well, let's go check this outside. You know, and he opens, he opens the door, and the cat flies in and goes underneath the bed in the master. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I told you not.
Yep. So I'm screaming at him. He's like, I'll get it. And he gets down underneath the bed, and it's scratching the hell out of him. And, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this couldn't have been more bad. So he finally gets it by the collar and puts him outside, and it's clawed. His arms are all scratched up and everything else.
Bloody.
Yeah. You can get like really sick from that, I think.
Yeah. And so got him outside. And anyway, apparently the next day I get a call, and it was Jackie, and she is livid. Absolutely livid.
Jackie's a homeowner.
She was a homeowner, yes. And she found Greg's wallet underneath her bed. And she thought that Greg was doing something inappropriate in her bed. And
oh, wait, like using her bed for some, like, oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that would kind of bug me a little bit too, I would imagine.
And I had to swear up and down of exactly what happened.
You're like, I was there. I was there.
I literally, this is what, 30 years ago now? So I literally saw her, I think it was a Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we ran into her.
Christmas Eve, she came over to Kevin's parents' house, and I hadn't seen her in 20 years probably.
Yeah?
And she asked me, tell me the truth now. I won't care. Yeah. I go, Jackie, I promise you.
On everything.
I swear on my girls, that's exactly what happened. I mean,
there's no way I would be here at the house while he's doing something like that. Yeah. It's just not me.
Oh man, but yeah, that was crazy. That was something that actually didn't happen.
Didn't happen, but could have. You know, you find a wallet under your bed, you're going to think the worst.
I also had one that, and I think I've told this on the show once or twice, but I had a guy that I was selling a house to, or selling his house. He got a listing, and sold his house and found him. I was trying to find him a house for him to buy, and he wanted the house out in Queen Creek and with acreage. And we were trying to find it forever, and you could only qualify for like 115. This is back in the 90s as well. And I found one that was exactly what he was looking for, but it was priced at like 145. And I told him, I'm like, I found one, but I don't know if we can get you up to 145. So I think, Kevin, you did the loan.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's absolutely capped out at 115. So the guy's like, I show him the house. He's like, I need this house, Doug. You need to Jew him down. And I'm like, oh, so I sat there. He's like, I need this house, Doug. You need to Jew him down. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It goes right through me. Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, okay, well, you know, I already sold him a house and he wants to buy this house. And anyway, this is the third time. And by that time I just couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, what makes you think that I'm not Jewish? And he goes, you're not Jewish because you don't have the nose.
Oh my God. Dude, this is like his stereotype central.
Wow. And then you said,
I'm Jewish. So what do? I just laugh at that. I'm like, and I start talking in Hebrew to him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. And he's like, oh my gosh, you are Jewish? I go, yeah. He goes, great, I hired one of them. You know how to do it. Now go get me that house.
Holy God.
Yeah, totally. It was like, took that as a, like he was complimenting you.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Guess what happened?
I got him a house
for $115,000.
Even without the noise.
Ultimately, he was right. You know,
get it done.
So then he goes to, you know, we're doing the buyer's doing the walkthrough at their house, and he was a contractor, and he did all the fix-ups himself, and the buyer's agent's in there with the buyer. And they're like, oh my gosh, whoever did these repairs, they didn't know what they were doing. They're this,
oh,
and they're
geez.
That. So I get a phone call, and he's like, hey, Doug, you need to get those people out of my house right now.
I'm wow.
like, why? What's going on? He's like, they're over here and they're insulting me. You need to get them out of here.
He was
here
the
right
one
now.
That did all the repairs.
And so I'm like, what? So I call up the other agent, like, yeah, the guy didn't do very good on the repairs, and my buyers are really upset. And I can hear my buyer in the background go, get out of my house now.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
And then he calls me up. He's like, I got a gun. I'm going in to get my gun, and I'm going to tell them that they need to get out. And
wow.
I'm like, dude, do not brandish a gun, bro. Do not do this.
Oh, my gosh.
It was insane. I'm like, do not brandish that gun. And he's walking around with his gun in his hand going, get out of my house. And I'm like, and they're sitting there. The buyer's agent's trying to talk some sense into him. And I go, I went up to the buyer's agent. I'm like, just leave, man.
Yeah.
Just leave.
At this point, he's nuts.
We'll go and fix this later. Just leave right now.
Yeah,
get your geez. Buyer and go.
Yeah.
Like, you wanted to sit there and debate it and argue with him. I'm like, get his
dude
gun
has
in
a gun,
hand.
You just leave.
Right. So
that is crazy.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to talk some sense into the guy. And he's just like, I'm not selling it to him.
Because they didn't like the work he did.
Because they didn't like the work he did. They insulted him. And, and he was going to do this out of spite. And I go, just look at the new house you're going to be buying. It's going to be over. And anyway, I negotiated like $1,000 in lieu of repairs. And so the buyer said, okay, we'll take $1,000. So I went to the seller and he's like, no, not doing it.
What?
Not doing it. He's like, they were take it the way it is, or I'm not doing it. And I go, okay. And I said, you know what? I'll just deduct it out of my commission. Yeah. And he said, Doug, I'm going to look at the settlement statement. If a single penny comes off your commission,
wow,
I'm not signing. He goes, the only way that I go through is either they take zero or the buyer's agent does $1,000. Yeah. He goes, you worked your butt off for this. You found me the other house. You got me the deal that I wanted. You got me the number I wanted on this one. But out of principle, I'm not letting you do it. And I promise you, I will not close. So I literally called the buyer's agent and told him that. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what to do here, man. So he ate it, and everything was
all done. Wow. You still got it done.
Still got it done. The buyer's agent's just like, okay.
And, do you bring a magic wand into these negotiations? No, what are you talking about? You talked about $30,000 in dropping. People
get very, especially emotional. It's their house. They live there, and he did the repairs. He worked his butt off. He probably took a whole weekend to fix things.
He's
and
very proud of his house.
And yes. She's telling him this subpar, which maybe it was, but. But man, people get angry. I was recently with, not recently. This was a while ago. We have a mutual friend who, you know, doesn't believe in ghosts and all paranormal stuff. He thinks it's all BS. But he was downstairs in the basement of a vacant home that was foreclosed, and he saw a little girl about six run across the room and sit on a fireplace downstairs, and he freaked him out. He just ran out of the house.
It wasn't a real girl. It was a ghost or some sort of
thing. Like I bought the house.
Yeah, it was done.
Yeah, I was trying to wholesale it, and he was going to buy it. It was a good deal, and then he saw a ghost and literally was freaking out.
Yep.
Now, he's another one that did a lot of drugs, so I don't know.
so there seems to be a theme here, Doug. Just for the record, goodness. We don't do drugs.
We do never, never in my life.
You guys are straight as an arrow. It's unbelievable.
That is true.
Yeah. Wow. I think we need to list haunted houses. Yeah. That would be
cool.
We
hung out with some crazy people in the 90s.
We did. Yeah. We did.
We'll get into crazy people, haunted houses, and a bunch more with the Doug Hopkins Real Estate Radio Show right here on KTAR.
From investing to rehabbing to profiting, this is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
I'm Doug Hopkins with My Home Group and DougHopkins.com. If you're looking to sell your house and want the convenience of a guaranteed cash offer, I'd be honored if you gave us a try. I've been working in Valley Real Estate for 25 years and have purchased over 18,000 homes during that time. DougHopkins.com offers you peace of mind while selling your house. Since I'm paying you cash, there are no banks involved, no closing costs, no expensive real estate commissions, and you can sell your house in as-is condition with no repairs. I take care of everything. DougHopkins.com will give you an honest cash offer for your house. We'll put it in writing and we'll guarantee it. We're not going to bait and switch you by offering a high amount contingent upon inspections. Then down the road, come back and try to renegotiate to a lower price. The price I offer the first time is the price I'll pay, and I'll guarantee it with a $5,000 non-refundable security deposit. It's as simple as that. Just go to DougHopkins.com for your free no-obligation cash offer 24 hours a day or call 1-800-SELL-NOW. That's 1-800-SELL-NOW.
NMLS number 155994.
Hi, I'm Kevin Kaziski from Highlands Mortgage. You've heard me for years here on the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Show. We talk about where the valley is on real estate, mortgage rates, and what we see in the future to help you make the best decisions you can. I've seen rates as high as the ceiling and some as low as the floor. But no matter what the rates look like, I've always found that you need a skilled professional that knows the ins and outs of every deal so you can get the best service available. The Fed's raising the rates, and with plans to keep going, now is the time to lock in your rate before it costs you more. Buying, refining, trying to get a construction loan, you name it, we've done it. And for all types of clientele, self-employed, 1099, W-2, bank statements, let us get you into the new loan with a program that fits your needs. Don't wait and pay more. Call me now and save. Highlands Mortgage, 480-560-5555. That's 480-560-5555.
Highlands Residential Mortgage, Corporate NMLS ID, 134-871, Equal Housing Lender.
Make your home the best flipping home on the block. Find the right contractors and don't waste your money on the wrong repairs, upgrades, and improvements. Once again, here's Doug Hopkins on the Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
The Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by My Home Group, also Highlands Mortgage. Call Kevin at 480-560-5555. Dylan, we'll get him back in about a week. 480-498-8000. And of course, DougHopkins.com. You can call him at 1-800-SELL-NOW. Yes. You were telling us a story off the air about another one of your...
Oh, yeah. So it's crazy because I haven't done this in a, like, I haven't been out with buyers in a long time, but I remember again, it was back in the 90s when I got my feet wet being a buyer's agent, and sneezing in the middle of a story. Yeah. Here, holy cow. Yeah.
My goodness.
Gosh, hello. So anyway, I went out. The house had some cats in it. House. Yeah. So I remember that just now as I'm sneaking.
Man, he's having some sort of Freudian moment where he's thinking back to it.
Yes.
Like you're allergic, right? So
the house was a pretty nice house, a little bit dated, but it was in Ahwatukee area, and it had some cats in it. And I was bringing up about a guy. He worked at a used car dealership, and we walked in, and the people were there. And there's a reason why if you're selling a house, you probably shouldn't be there. It makes things awkward. For
yeah, you want to be out
like
of
that.
There so that you don't have to hear anything, right?
Yeah, and it's just awkward being there and having somebody go through your stuff and not stuff, but through your house.
Yeah,
and
that is your stuff, right?
So the guy goes through, and he just starts ripping this house, absolutely ripping the house. He's like, oh, look at that up there. Why would anyone do this? And why would anyone put this in there? And it smells like cats in here. Blah, blah, blah. It was mortifying, right? And I'm saying to the guy, I'm like, shh.
You're representing the buyer?
Yeah. I'm representing the buyer.
Okay.
And this guy's just ripping these people's houses. Yeah. I'm just ripping their house. And I'm like, I literally had to say sorry to the sellers. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Good luck to you. And I'm like, man, you can't do that. He's like, what do you mean? I go, so obviously you didn't like that house, but you didn't have to rip it like you did in front of them. That was, that
kind of keep those feelings. Hold those thoughts.
He goes, no, I did that on purpose. I love the house. I want it.
What?
I go, oh my gosh, dude. I'm like, you can't do that. He's like, no. I wanted him to know what was all wrong with the house. I'm going to fix it all up. But yeah. So anyway, we write an offer on it, and we write it for, I think $15,000. She's like, oh yeah, I put it all that so I can get it for $15,000 cheaper.
Yeah, he's going to try to use this as a negotiating tactic or something.
So we wrote it for $15,000 cheaper, and they counteroffered at $10,000 higher.
Because they were pissed off.
The principal, right?
The principal, right?
100%. And so I called the agents, like, I don't know what happened over there, but they hate that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, his tactic didn't work.
Anyway, we came back up to like 5,000 under, and they came back to 5,000 over.
Wow.
And
they were mad.
And so we came back at sales price, and they said no. 5,000 over is the only way they'd sell to that guy.
What did he end up doing?
They had your other client.
He wound up buying it for $5,000 over the sales price.
Wow.
100% being a jerk.
So, yeah. Everybody has their idea. Oh, I know what I'll do. Look, you don't want to make someone that's selling their house feel bad.
It was mortifying.
Yeah.
Walking through and hearing that, because I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I literally took him around the corner. I'm like, hey, you got to stop that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Dude, that's a $5,000 lesson.
It was a $5,000 lesson. Yeah. Right. I'm glad that it was frustrating because I wanted the deal.
Yeah.
But, it was, and I represented the buyer and I wanted him to get the best price. But at a certain point, they're like, we hate that guy. We'd rather not sell it to him. We'd rather not sell it than sell it to him.
Note to buyers. Shut up.
Yeah.
Right? Just so wait until they're gone.
Now that I'm meeting with sellers, I'm like, oh, I won't have that problem with all the stuff that goes through. Oh, no. I think I told you about 6 months ago, I knock on the door, and the lady answers the door with no pants on.
Oh, well, hello.
And she's like, do you mind I have no pants on? I'm like, no, you need to close the door and put pants on, please. I'm going to wait out here.
At what point is that appropriate?
I'm looking around for cameras. Like, what is going on here? Put some pants on, woman.
I was tired today. I just didn't feel like putting pants on.
It was a little too much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, talk about surprises. I in doing loans, this is back in the 90s again, the craziness. So I always would get the credit report and we'd sit down and we'd talk about it and go over it. And there's about 12 accounts that are open, like Dillard's and Macy's, all these department stores. And he's like, oh, these aren't ours. You know, this is a mistake. And I go, okay, because they're all maxed out. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking over at the wife, and she's not talking at all.
What?
Her head's down. And I'm like, okay, so you basically, there was about 12 accounts that the husband didn't know about that the wife had opened at all these different department stores and maxed them out, killed their score, and, you know, messed up the credit. And he looks, she goes, some of those might be ours. Because I told him, I said, I'll call up the credit companies.
I'll get them taken off.
Yep, and, yeah. Yeah. And she could probably see that, you know, the jig was up. So she confessed, and the look in his eyes. And he looks at me, and he goes, Kevin, I'm so sorry to waste your time. I need to deal with this. And he grabbed the report, and they left, and I never heard from him again. But, yeah.
Wow.
That was upsetting.
That marriage counsel. You should have a number you can shoot folks over to referrals.
I should have given him a therapist. But, you know, you get 20% off if you sign up for Nordstrom. There's all these department stores, but the problem is people just start accumulating them. It's not good to have tons and tons of accounts all over the place that, you know, you're not using or you don't pay off. You don't pay it off that month, that's 20% savings goes away instantly.
Yeah.
Because you're paying it all in interest.
We talked about Doug when he was, you said that you were getting free water bottles or something like that. I can't remember what it was. You were they were having you apply for something insignificant, like a t-shirt.
Yeah. at the D-backs game. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. It's amazing what folks don't think that can damage your credit down the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just be careful on that. And then the other big thing is, You gotta, if you've had an account forever but you don't use it a lot, don't close it, because if you have good history there, as soon as you close it, it's going to change.
Unless there's a big annual fee as well.
Yeah, you don't want annual fees, and you want to be able to pay it off every month. But yeah. But yeah, I mean, otherwise, so keep.
Do you have a story about a pantry or something like that?
A pantry?
Yeah.
Well, I think there was. There was a couple
that was. He doesn't want to talk about it.
You're so funny. Did you just call somebody out on something or what?
I did. It was kind of an inside joke.
All right. Yeah. So it says, I had a thing here about realtor talking about 2023 not being the most unaffordable ever. They were talking about how that back in the 90s, as you were speaking of the 90s, man, the amount of money that you spent per month was way higher for your rent than it is now. They were saying in this case, it says in May of this year, the typical buyer spent just under a third of their household income, 32.8% on housing with the increase of the interest rate and whatnot. In 1981, though, home buyers, they spent 51.3% of their household income on their mortgage payments. It was a different ratio. And I think you guys were talking about how much different the loans were back in the days and that the interest rate was so much different.
And also the houses were $30,000, bro.
Yeah. I mean, percentage wise, you know, you got to look at that. I mean, our basic math that we use to qualify people is like between 30% and 35% of your income goes to housing. And then we bump that up to close to 40, you know, between 45 and in some cases with FHA can go to 56 almost, where that's with your house and your other debt, like your car loans and things like that. But yeah, I mean, back then, I mean, there were rates that were in the 16, 17, 18%.
That's credit card rates.
Yeah. You ask your grandparents or your parents that are older, they bought houses that were that. But again, to Doug's point, they were, you know, 15 grand, 12 grand, 20 grand back then. So
it would be like buying a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, at a really bad interest rate.
And hope they would come down, you know. And then lending got crazy there right before the crash in 08 with everybody doing the crazy, you know, negative AM loans, which I didn't do for the record.
Those weren't you?
No. It was Doug.
No, it was Doug's fault. Joking. Yeah, where's Dylan? It's Kevin's fault again.
Never did any negative AM. Never.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just interesting how much the real estate market changes, and it continues to change, and that's why you guys are constant. Yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, I noticed that you're one of the people that I noticed that just continues to move as everything continues to change. You've always got your finger on the pulse of what's happening to be out there to be able to service your clients the best way you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's just common sense, right? If rates are going up, and where's everything going? And I try to predict, you know, as things are going, you know, what's going to happen? Or is houses going to go up? Are they going to go down? You know, it's an educated guess from being around for a while. And
all the things that you look at to make that decision too. It's amazing the metrics you use.
Absolutely. But I am off to Europe. I'm off to Greece. I'm off to Italy. What is it? Arrivederci, everybody.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We're going to have maybe a guest come on the show maybe next week or the week after to fill in for me.
And we'll be telling stories about Doug.
Lots of stories.
I don't know who can fill these shoes, but we'll figure out somebody. You know, it'll be somebody a lot skinnier than me, that's for sure. Probably a lot better looking. But anyway, I'm off to Europe, everybody. Happy investing. Take care.
This is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.